You're listening to the Loyalty Minute, the show that helps you build better customer loyalty and more valuable user engagement with your host, Rob Gallo.
Welcome, loyal listeners, to another episode of the Loyalty Minute. I'm your host, Rob Gallo, and today I'm very eager and excited to chat with Lisa Rotel. Lisa is the marketing strategy lead for Verizon Up, Verizon's consumer loyalty program. Welcome to the show, Lisa. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I am really excited because, you know, we were just talking before we hit the record button. I interview a lot of different people, CEOs of food companies and, you know, a blender mixing company. And I just had a gentleman on the previous podcast about funding small businesses. And now I've got the chance to speak to someone who understands loyalty inside and out because you're the marketing lead for a loyalty program from Verizon, one of the biggest loyalty companies in the world, meaning companies that you're loyal to. So for those listeners who don't know who you are, let's get a little background from yourself personally about yourself and how you got to where you're at today.
Sure. My journey is a little unique. I actually started my career as a research scientist in pharma, and then I made a dramatic career transition, changed both industry and function, went to business school. And right now I'm a marketing strategist with experience developing and executing integrated omni-channel marketing campaigns and strategies within various industries. So right now I am with Verizon. We identify as a technology company, but I also have experience within other industries like automotive, media, and retail. So in my current position, I am responsible for leading communications, promotions, and member experiences for Verizon Up, which is Verizon's award-winning loyalty program. And it really offers a lot of different rewards ranging from Verizon products and services, top branded gift cards, charity offers, and once in a lifetime experiences. So it's a very unique program.
Cool. So to give me context about Verizon, because I don't have Verizon down here where I'm at, but that's another story. I'm in South Florida. But anyway, so Verizon Up, how does it work in the sense that is it based on usage? You get bonuses that come back to the user?
Well, right now, Verizon Up is an opt-in program. So customers who are postpaid opt in. And every month, all those customers receive various rewards. They do depend on level of spend. There is a tiering that is hidden on the back end. So we have various different types of rewards and offers. We have special offers, which are available every month. A customer can claim essentially an unlimited amount of rewards, but there's technically a set amount, but there are various partner offers. They could be charity offers, and they can also be Verizon products like accessory discounts. And then we also have other rewards and offers as well. We have something new. We have a new partnership with Live Nation, and we have pre-sale tickets that are available before the general public. So if you're a Verizon Up member, you can purchase pre-sale tickets before the general public, as well as super tickets. So super tickets, they do not require a purchase. It's essentially first come, first serve. There's a claim, like a countdown to claim these offers. There's a limited inventory, and a lot of these are VIP experiences. They could be flyaways to, say, the NFL, Super Bowl, and other different types of, say, the draft event for the NBA, and a whole bunch of different types of experiences. So there are rewards inside the app. I should mention that it is right now 100% app-based. We're mobile first. So you can claim partner rewards, you can claim Verizon rewards, and you can also claim these experience type of rewards as well.
Cool. How big is the program, would you say? How many downloads do you have on the thing? Do you know?
Well, I would say this. Verizon Up, we are a top driver of traffic within the My Verizon app. I mean, some other top drivers would be, say, Pay Your Bill, but Verizon Up is right up there. And we see that customers that participate and are engaged within the Verizon Up program, they really trend higher on all sorts of metrics. With loyalty and churn benefit, transactional benefits. So it's truly a game changer for customers who are engaged within the program.
So you say they have to be opt-in, right? So again, I feign ignorance on this. When I think of loyalty from like the platform that we built in the casino back in the day, it was based on the player's playthrough in certain games. So like blackjack, video poker, slots, roulette, et cetera, they would get points and it would raise up their tier to where at the end of the month, they would get, you know, some sort of bonus based on that. Does it work like that?
So a customer has to enroll, and we no longer have those acquisition type of campaigns, but a customer has to actively, proactively enroll within Verizon Up. And previously, I'll go through the iterations, Verizon Up, it was based on a $300 spend limit. So if a customer would spend, once they spend $300 on their line, they would receive a monthly reward. That threshold has changed. Now all customers that opt into the platform, they would receive, this just changed recently, but they would receive one monthly reward per month on top of those special offers that are essentially unlimited, on top of bonus rewards, on top of pre-sale. So there have been changes, and there are different, say, denominations for the value of those rewards, but they are available for those Verizon Up members.
That's pretty interesting. I'm going to have to dig into that afterwards. All right, so let's get into it. And first, I'm going to ask you, Lisa, as a consumer, right? What's a brand that you're loyal to? And why, if you could think of it in the form of a story, meaning like, so I had a gentleman on that was from Australia, and he was flying from Australia to England, and he had a stopover in Southeast Asia, and British Airways told him at the kiosk that he needed a visa, and he's like, "What do you mean? You didn't tell me this." Virgin Airways in the next kiosk overheard what was happening, said, "Come over here, we'll help you out," and he's been a Virgin Airways customer ever since. So a story like that people can resonate with. If you could think of a story as to why you might be loyal to a brand, that would be great.
Well, there are a couple of brands that I'm loyal to. First is the Wall Street Journal. And that might seem a little unique because it is a news organization and it's very cut and dry. You receive the news, it's essentially a commodity, so to speak, but I've been a loyal Wall Street Journal reader for over a decade now, and I really have multiple relationships with the brand, and I started reading the Wall Street Journal even in business school. So, you know, I wanted to get up and running with the business world. I was transitioning from my role within pharma and research, transitioning to marketing strategy and using business school as a platform for that. And so I have multiple connections with the newspaper. I order the digital version, the print version, as well as they have very unique different types of properties and platforms. So they also have something called Wall Street Journal Plus. It's a combination of a loyalty program and a community. And they have lots of different events and services and products associated with that. They have almost like, I would say, sweepstakes that you could possibly win. They have free audiobooks that you could download, and it really provides a community. I mean, I've attended events of high profile, say, fashion designers, and it was unique. He was presenting with his head of store design, and previously I worked at Jaguar Land Rover. We were renovating our stores, and that was a whole new initiative, so I was able to speak with someone of that level, and you know, it was great to speak with really a tastemaker in the premium space. And I also attend different conferences with Wall Street Journal. They have something called The Future is Everything, and everything is very cutting edge. They have interactive activations at these conferences. So I really have interacted with the brand over a span of over a decade with all these different types of relationships and different product offerings.
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I haven't picked up a printed piece of newspaper in a long time, but, you know, I guess if there was one that you were going to pick up, the Wall Street Journal would probably be it. I mean, you know, I used to read it way back in the day, you know, when I was a self-directed trader way back in the day. I mean, this is before even, I mean, not before computers, of course, but I started trading in the early 90s, like 92, 93. And the Wall Street Journal is a good asset for sure. So what do you think they do really right that keeps you loyal to the brand?
Well, I think they also expanded even beyond just the straight news. Like they have a section called Off Duty where they have even celebrity chefs sharing their recipes, which, I mean, that got me actually interested in cooking. And one of the benefits of the print edition is that I just snip out like old school, the recipes, and I create a recipe book, and they have a whole magazine as well. They have a lot of top fashion editors that curate the magazine. So it's really like a holistic view of content, the news, like business and politics and opinion pieces, as well as then lifestyle. So I find it to be very cutting edge. Again, going back to the future of everything, they really are on the cusp of cutting edge technology. So I personally find it like my one-stop shop. I don't have to look at all the different news organizations and try to piece it all together and lifestyle type of magazines and fashion magazines. It's all there in one place with all my interests represented.
That's good. And I mean, so you're a subscriber for, I guess, like a yearly subscription you have?
Yes. I have a yearly subscription. And then, I mean, on top of that, they also have, say, daily newsletters where if you can't read either the printed or digital really in full that day, you just get, all right, this is it's habit forming.
Yeah.
Right when I wake up, I receive those emails and I read like the 10 point and the major points that are going on in both business and in Washington. So I personally find it very digestible, the content.
Yeah. I have one that I read every morning. It's called The Hustle. And it was by these two guys. It's just an email that comes to me, a newsletter. It's the only one that I subscribe to. And it's short enough that it's a good morning read. I don't drink coffee, but well, I sit on the couch and just kind of wake up. And it's captivating the way they write it. And it does have little snippets that are interesting that you can click out to and read more about a particular story or just, you know, just keep browsing through. But HubSpot just bought them, actually. Bought the.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, HubSpot, that's an interesting company. I like to read their guides. They're very good.
Yeah, they are. They do great work. So when it comes to Verizon Up, you're dealing with the marketing strategy, but does that get you in contact with the end users at any level? The customers themselves?
Right. The customer, they're always at the forefront. We always listen to our customers. So we don't run necessarily our own type of market research campaigns, but we work side by side with our CMI department. So we listen firsthand to our customers and their wants and needs and their tastes and preferences, especially since the pandemic. I mean, it's ever changing. So we make sure that we listen to them. I mean, they make sure that they let us know what they want. And one thing that resonated and was loud and clear is that they wanted more choice for our rewards. So we started then offering something called one-to-many, where instead of just one partnership type of reward per month, they had an option of choosing between 10 brands for customers. We also receive feedback from them that they really wanted reminder campaigns. And we saw like customers were claiming, but not necessarily redeeming. And they also said, well, we want the redemption experience more streamlined. So we improved that experience and made it more streamlined and optimized that. We also really try to listen to them and find what their pain points are. So some of their pain points were understanding device dollars, a currency. So we started really creating that digestible type of content. And we started making these micro videos where customers would learn about, say, device dollars in 30 seconds or special offers in 30 seconds, those type of things. So we listen to our customers firsthand. And then also we see what they do, what rewards resonate, what are popular, and we listen to them and what their values are and what our values are as a company. And that definitely changed within the pandemic. So within the pandemic, we We became also more integrated throughout the Verizon ecosystem. We had something called Pay It Forward, and that was during the height of the pandemic. And there was a lot of support for small businesses. We had a reward that would support small businesses, and customers could become engaged that way. Also, one of the major drawbacks of the pandemic was that we didn't have that in-person type of contact with our customers. So we no longer had concerts and those type of live events. So we created virtual events within, especially Pay It Forward. We had concerts, say, with Dave Matthews Band and various artists. So again, giving back to the local community. So we really wanted to focus on our customers and remain in contact with them and engage with them despite, you know, the pandemic, which, you know, we were all in lockdown.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you this then. The magic question is, what does the future of loyalty look like in your mind, Lisa?
The future of loyalty. There's a lot of different trends, especially with the pandemic. I mean, we saw it with Verizon up, and we pivoted a lot, and we made those changes. Like I was mentioning before, we expanded our reward offering. We included charity offers, say every month opposed to quarterly, and we're integrated with larger initiatives, Pay It Forward, and we really want to understand how to communicate to our customers and align with their values. And customers now, they need that emotional connection to brands. So it's beyond transactional. And we saw that firsthand with COVID. And now there is a lot of customer fluidity. Post-COVID, customers are really driven by value and price. And especially because of that, you really need to have that emotional connection to customers. And a way to really do that is, again, reverting back to data-driven insights, being personalized, being using one-on-one type of messaging. And that's what we try to do day in, day out with Verizon Up. Mm-hmm. Also, another component is privacy restrictions. We've noticed that with, say, Apple and iOS, some of those email privacy restrictions, Google, whatnot, cookieless future. And I think that from there, loyalty programs and platforms will be key, because that's where you really derive those first party, zero party data points and can speak personally to our customers without cookies. And then again, I would say another point would be mobile first. Verizon Up, we've always been mobile first. It's mobile only. It's within the My Verizon app.
Verizon. So, everyone's got a phone, right?
So we incorporate our platform throughout the app and really make it seamless for the customer. So really hitting upon those trends and those potential pain points.
Hmm. So from what I hear you're saying, then it's the future of loyalty looks like experiential for the consumer, without being and personalized, without being super creepy when they know everything about you. But if they're opting in and they want that personalization to say, okay, I want to go to a concert from Live Nation and Verizon Up is going to help me get there, and this is the concert I want to see. Obviously, they know the genre. So we just went to go see a show by Live Nation a couple of weeks ago from Tears for Fears. These guys were old, but it was great. We had a lot of fun. So now,
I love Tears for Fears.
Yeah, it was a great concert. A friend of mine, it's his favorite band, I mean, of all time. So he knew every word to every song. We had a blast. But I guess if that was a Verizon Up type of scenario and we won that, then you would know from first party data that's my preference. And knowing that, then you can kind of tailor other promotions to me later on down the road. That's what I get you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. And with Verizon Up, we see huge engagement with our campaigns. That customers, they know they opted into this loyalty program, and it's loyalty. We're offering them deals. We're offering them free offers. We're offering them really exclusive type of offer. So they know that there's a true member benefit for being a part of this platform. It's different than being strictly promotional or transactional. That's the essence of Verizon Up, is that we want to really let our customers know that these are exclusive to them and that we value them. So we see that a change, I would say, in their behavior with, say, these explosive open rates for email campaigns and that level of engagement. And customers that are engaged within Verizon Up, they engage really across the board with Verizon and Verizon products.
All right. Well, that's great stuff, Lisa. If listeners want to get a hold of you for more information, what's the best way they could do that?
Sure. I mean, they could send me an email at lisa.routel@verizonwireless.com. And, you know, I look forward to connecting with people in the loyalty community.
Okay. And you're active on LinkedIn as well, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's where we connected. That's true. All right. Well, again, I want to thank you for your time and your insights. It was definitely interesting. And I think our listeners got some value from it. If you did find some value in the show, we would appreciate it, a 5-star review on your favorite podcast streaming service. If you know someone else who would like to enjoy the show, please do share it with them, because that's how we grow. And to reference this episode and future episodes and past episodes, please visit theloyaltyminute.com. Thanks again, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next edition of The Loyalty Minute.